Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, out on the edge of the prairie. An absolutely perfect, perfect autumn weather, temperatures in the 70s, and a mist coming up off the lake in the morning and drifting on up the hill into the woods. So mysterious and so beautiful. And the trees just starting to turn, the birches, the aspens starting to turn a little yellow, a little gold, the white oak starting in the sumac starting to turn a little red. So gorgeous, so beautiful. The wind blowing and the sun coming up in the morning, red in the sky, and a young woman walking towards town, walking towards school down that gravel road that comes in over the hill and then up to McKinley Street by Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility, a girl who was saying, do any human beings ever realize life while they live it? Oh, Earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realize you. It was the Hanson girl, it was Dorcas, who was rehearsing a line from the class play, which is coming up soon in November, Thornton Wilder's Our Town, and she's won the part of Emily Dorcas, tall, handsome young woman. She wants to be good in this part. Everybody she knows will be there. Dorcas, named for a woman, a disciple of Jesus in the book of Acts, who makes clothing for the poor, but not everybody knows that. And so a lot of kids just call her Dork, and she'd like to put that behind her. Oh, do any human beings ever realize Earth? The wind blowing through town as she walks into town, the wind blowing her hair as it blows everyone's hair, men wearing caps, some men with no hair to blow, but everybody's hair blowing, women hair blowing, and somehow they look better wind blown than they did all styled. There's something to be learned there. She walks on by the nunnery alongside Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility, and Sister Arvon, who sleeps with her window open, hears the girl go by in the street, and she says, I can't go on. It goes so fast. We don't have time to look at each other. She just wants to get her part all right. The wind blowing through town blows a little scrap of paper, and she grabs it as it goes by, and on the paper it says, Carol, Saturday, and a number, 651. And she imagines somebody named Carol Saturday, who is living in area code 651, who is waiting for a phone call. And this slip of paper she gave to her boyfriend George, and he was just about to call her, and she was waiting for his call, and then the wind blew the paper out of her hand, and now he will never call her. She felt so bad. She thought maybe she would call Carol Saturday down in 651 herself, but to say what? Do any human beings ever realize life? She wasn't sure that would be the right thing. The wind was blowing through town. It was blowing through kitchens. It was blowing through garages that were open for airing. People had just finished cleaning them out. They were washing the windows. It blew through a kitchen where someone had just taken the bread out of the oven and put the bread on the windowsill to cool off. And a boy was passing down the street who was saying, now there are some things that we all know, but we don't take them out and look at them very often. We all know that something is eternal, and it has nothing to do with houses or with names or with Earth or even with the stars. Something is eternal, and that something has to do with human beings. There's something way down deep that's eternal. in every human being. His line from our town, he's the stage manager, and he wants it to be good somehow. He wants it, and then the smell of baked bread comes to him and makes him think of his grandma. This is all he remembers about her. He doesn't remember anything she said, doesn't even remember what she looked like or what her voice sounded like. All he remembers is the smell of fresh baked bread. And he misses her suddenly and wishes that she could come and see him in this play. Pastor Liz woke up in the parsonage. She was dreading having to get together on Saturday with her friend Carol from St. Paul. But Carol was planning to come up. All they do is sit and commiserate about how lonely they are without a man in their lives, although Liz is not so sure. She went on a hot air balloon ride with a guy who she was ready to like. He was perfectly presentable and appropriate, and she went up in a hot air balloon with him, and it was a little bit windy, but it was fun. And she made the mistake of asking him how hot air balloons operate, and he gave her a whole lecture on physics and gases. And he was still talking when the basket landed, and she crawled and fell out of the basket, and she walked away, and he was still talking. And then the wind caught it, and with her gone, the balloon went up in the air, and it was all he could do to hang on. And when he came back, she wasn't there any longer, and he never called her back. This was the week that Dorcas's cat, Stella, crawled into the warm air register at her house, at the Hansen's house, and did not come out. And her mother had to call Larry, the cemetery guy, who does jobs like this. And he came and he got forceps and he opened up the warm air register and he found the cat's body. And it was in a cardboard box. He put it in a box when Dorcas came home from play practice. And her family was there, her mother, her father, her Uncle Joe, her Aunt Amy, and Larry was there as well. They handed her the box, and she dug the hole herself, and she held the box in her arms. And then she thought of what to say, a line from the play, "Goodbye, world. Goodbye. Goodbye, Grover's Corners, Mama and Papa. Goodbye to clocks ticking and Mama's sunflowers and food and coffee and fresh-pressed dresses and hot baths and sleeping and waking up. Oh, Earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realize you. Goodbye, Stella." And she put the box in the hole that she had dug. And she did not cry. She thought she would, but she did not cry. She had mastered this speech. She always had cried when she said this speech before, but now she did not. And now she knew that she could do this play, and it would all be all right, all right. Pastor Liz called up Carol, and she got her answering machine. She got her answering machine because Dorcas was on the phone with Carol. She was on the phone, and she said, "This is Emily Webb calling you from Grover's Corners to ask you a question. Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it?" "No, they don't. Earth is too wonderful for anybody to realize." Here we are in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, United States of America, North America, the Earth, the solar system, the Milky Way galaxy, the universe, the mind of God. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above that.